From the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works, submitting an informational report regarding the status of the O'Donnell Park Parking Structure Improvements Project. This item is also referred to the Committee on Transportation. It's also referred to Parks and Energy and Environment and Finance and Audit. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Hyde, which one is going to be the honors?
Mr. Chair, I'll go through the report quickly.
Okay,
and then we'll take any questions. What you have there before you is project status report number 4 for the O'Donnell Park renovations. As you've seen in past reports, the project work is divided up into status on the facade restoration component and status of the internal repair components. Status on the facade restoration component, the demolition contract, the work was substantially complete as of April 15th. The DBE goals of 25% DBE participation and residency goal of 50%. I believe there's only been one invoice submitted to date, we anticipate at this point that those both those goals will be met. On the envelope improvement contract, the notice to proceed to KBS was made on March 23rd. That was based on a base bid plus the metal panel alternative for a total contract amount of $2.9 million. Subsequently, a contract scope change was made to remove the metal panel alternative and revert back to the base bid scope of work, and a credit from the contractor of $620,000 was realized. Schedule on that work, completion is anticipated for June 22nd. The project is on schedule to meet that date. DBE goals and residency goals appear to be on track as well. On the internal repair component, that's all the work on the inside of the structure. That contract was awarded to RAM Construction for $900,000 on March 23rd. The contract completion date is June 3rd. We anticipate meeting that date. There probably are some internal work that's going on there that needs to be is not quite complete on the inside, but we should have everything complete by the date when all the work is to be completed as of June 22nd. The DBE goals for that contract and the residency goals are also on track. With that, I can take any questions.
Mr. Hyde, there's two questions. And people have been coming to the date we're going to open up is July 1st, correct?
That was the originally anticipated date to open, yes.
But if we can open up early, you're saying that we will open up earlier, correct?
Correct, Supervisor.
Oh.
Chair, sir. Mr. Chair.
All right. This building will be very safe for all our visitors, correct?
Mr. Chair,
all maintenance and everything else will be taken care of.
When we open that structure, it'll be safe and operational for the public to use.
Okay, will it be structurally sound? Yeah. Is that the question?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, it will be structurally sound.
And you will park there yourself?
I already have parked there, Supervisor.
No problem. All right, thank you.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Obviously, safety is first and foremost on all of our minds. And without sounding like I'm into micromanaging, I'd like to know what specific tests were done on the floors and the ceilings that can guarantee us that we won't have the problems like we had on the facade.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, I would say that before we actually even began any restoration work, removal of the panels, we looked at that structure. The previous consultant inspec gave us a letter a certification that the structure was at this time structurally sound, and that if the repairs, as they had indicated, were made, that the structure would continue to remain structurally sound and operational for the next 25 years. Subsequent to that, we've hired two different consultants, one to take care of the renovation design, one to take care of the internal repair design. The internal repair design firm, Grafe USA, has also provided such certified letters to us that they believe, concurring with the previous consultant, that the structural structure is structurally sound, and that given the repairs that we've made, should stay structurally sound and operational for the next 25 years.
Are you saying that the 25 years is literally written in the contract?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, I would say that in the letter from the structural design consultant, that 25 years is in that letter to us.
If you don't mind. Mr. Takarian, could you elaborate on that?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I need to make sure that we're understanding what Mr. Hayes is stating. There are going to be ongoing repairs necessary over the next 25 years. Milwaukee County needs to continue to make the repairs necessary so that the facility continues to last that 25 years. The work we've done has gotten the we've gotten the facility to a position where it can open, it's sound, it's safe. From this point forward, there will be ongoing repairs that are necessary that Milwaukee County will need to make in order to achieve that 25-year life.
Supervisor Borkowski, did you have any last comments?
Well, if those comments were supposed to make me feel secure, I'm not an attorney, but those are some wiggle room words. So I wanted to see an ironclad 25 years, but when you start giving some options, then it's Katie bar the door, and it's not the ironclad that I'm looking for.
Right. Thank you, Supervisor Mayo.
I think, Mr. Chairman, I put working with me, ongoing maintenance, not repairs, ongoing maintenance after we do it for this building. Second of all, we have to make sure that we take care of our constituents, Milwaukee County residents who use a parking facility during festivals, during also our two tenants, Betty Graham and Zilly. And also when we have the Harbor House, we are going to generate revenue back to the parks and back to our bottom line for the taxpayers. What I was looking for as chair is to make sure that we have a sound, safe building, to make sure that we have a maintenance, because any building that we have to do ongoing maintenance. To even this courthouse, you see the doing maintenance tuck point on this, and that's been a long time coming. But I hope my colleagues realize that this building is really safe. But we do have to continue to make this work, not on O'Donnell Park, but all our facilities. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
The comments from the rest of the committee? Supervisor Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like more of a definition on what it means to be on track as it relates to DBE and residency requirements, when it was indicated earlier that only a few invoices have been submitted. So how can we ensure that we are on track, whatever that means?
Mr. High?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, the way that we monitor DBE participation and residency goal achievement is through the invoicing process. With each invoice, we get a certified payroll list with names, addresses of the workers on the site, both for the prime contractor and any subcontractors. That's how we monitor that. If we don't get any invoicing, it's difficult for us to tell who is working on the project, where they live, etc. But the DBE participation component is set before the contract is executed, That participation plan is approved by the Community Business Development Partners, and then that hiring of subs to provide that DB participation is one of the first steps. We get a list from the contractor. But that too is the progress or on track piece of that is done through review of the invoicing.
Mr. Chairman, and since we've received so few, as Mr. Hyatt stated earlier, so few invoices, really there's no way to indicate if we're on track to meet these goals. Because if all of the invoices are submitted, let's say after the project is completed, there's no way to go back and there's no, I guess, ramifications for not meeting the goals.
Mr. High, we do have commitments in our contracts. I mean, we do have a good faith agreement, you could say, when a person signs a contract with Milwaukee County that they're committing to living up to our DBE requirements. We take it at that they will make a good faith effort to comply, and we do try to review and check those commitments as it is humanly possible. Is that correct? Or
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, there are signed affidavits with the contracts that the contractor indicates that he's going to meet those goals and to the best of his ability. As the invoicing comes in, we review that. As the invoicing comes in, if it doesn't appear from the forms that are included with each invoice that he's going to make those goals, then we communicate with him immediately. We send him written notification. For the DBE participation, there are a number of steps that we can take before final payment is made. In the past, we've actually withheld payment, and at times they've paid a penalty for lack of participation. For residency, we have several different remedial actions that we can take to either get compliance during that particular contract or debar that contractor if it appears they haven't made a good faith effort from further bidding on county work.
Mr. Takarian?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, if it would help Supervisor Thomas, we will communicate with the contractor to our contractors to ensure that they are going to meet those goals.
Okay.
If you'd like that, we can do that.
With all due respect, Mr. Chairman, we've received commitments and we've had good faith efforts in the past, and they've all fallen short. And with the caveat, or what I would call the out, of going to make, I guess, the best effort to their ability, essentially says they will hire the workforce that they want and then at the last of the nth hour say, oh, we didn't meet the goals. And we have never, as long as I've been here, and granted it's only been a short period of time, but even in reviewing other contracts, we have never had any ramifications for any contractor who has failed to meet our DBE goals. And I'm not sure, you know, it sounds good to say that we'll stop them from bidding on other contracts, but I just don't see it realistically happening. And that's what's unfortunate here. Is there something in the contract that says they will meet the DBE goals, not they will put in a good faith effort? Actually, we will meet the goals.
Mr. Chair, I believe there are contractual requirements that they, and per federal guidelines, that they have to make this good faith effort. Mm-hmm. It's governed by federal law. We do our best to implement that mm-hmm. law and the county board's policies and procedures. There have been contracts where there have been penalties paid, if you will, but I would defer to Ms. Frieda Webb and the Community Development Business Partners Office to provide any other backup for as far as how the county enforces that.
Okay. Well, we've heard in other testimony, especially in front of finance and audit, where individuals have submitted invoices and Frieda Webb has found out after the fact with no DBE participation. So again, a good faith effort is not a commitment to meet the DBE goals. That has to be a clear distinction that this board has to make. If I could just ask one other question on a different subject. My office, we had inquired to find out if there was an effort being made to approach previous tenants, as you will, who rented space from, at the O'Donnell parking structure. We received a letter that there has been an effort made to reach out to these individuals, U.S. Bank, Zilli's, Betty Brin, to secure those parking spaces. I guess, what's the status of that?
Mr. Chairman, committee members, unfortunately, it'd be the Parks Department. We're not involved in that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions from the committee? Mr. Tekarian, could you also, that information that you wanted to forward to Supervisor Thomas, if you could make that available to the whole committee? Thank you. And just so everyone's clear through all of this, that the structure is safe, the structure is going to be repaired on time and will be open on time, which is July 1st. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, that's correct.
All right. Thank you.
Item number 8.